I was actually driving with my husband down the back streets of Anglesey, and we stopped on the roadside because I'd been a plant enthusiast for many years already, but hadn't found orchids yet, and we were looking for a new pea or a daisy that I hadn't seen before. And it was a very rough sort of vegetation. There were a lot of tussock grasses and sedges and quite hard to walk through. And all of a sudden, this different shape caught my eye, just in this little bit of breeze. And it was what I later found out was a graceful spider orchid, this incredible white spider orchid. And it was just the most breathtaking flower I'd ever seen growing naturally. I really couldn't believe it. Mm. And, yeah, so that has taken me in a new direction ever since.
And was it literally a case of kind of, you know, if your life was kind of on one course, it just turned around and went in a completely different direction? What changed for you in that moment?
That one orchid led me on a search for so many more, and I wanted to see more of that particular species for starters, but it just developed my interest in orchids. So it meant that I spent so much more time in heathlands and forests and beautiful roadsides, and the things that I've discovered since I've been studying orchids are, you know, all these minute little details and the relationships that they have with so many other things in their environment. And I guess, you know, I've really become a very dedicated field naturalist since I first found that orchid, because I've just wanted to understand so much more about the environment that it grows in and how they survive. And because they're an enigma. They're an incredibly fragile plant and yet so resilient too. So, yeah, fascinating plant to study.
How do they fit into the ecology? What role do they have?
Well, one of the most surprising things for me, I think, is that they're really integral to the food chain. So they're trying to attract all sorts of different pollinating insects, usually. Lots of wasps and bees and occasionally ants, hoverflies. And in doing that, there are so many other things in the forest that want to eat those insects. So there's little spiders that nest and blend in incredibly in the flowers. And there are lizards sort of zipping around the base of orchids often. And you always see woodland birds that are insect eaters in the same sort of environments as orchids. And all the other insects that eat insects, so there's hanging flies that will be hanging off and trying to grab pollinators as they arrive with their back legs. And there's this remarkable world of insects eating insects and other things eating insects, and then there are the things that like eating the orchids themselves. So you've got wallabies and kangaroos and white-winged choughs, the birds that love digging up the tubers but will happily eat the flowers as well.
So your obsession, I guess, or passion, I mean, obsession seems a little negative. I'd say it's a passion for orchids has led you to, is it plant 50 orchids on your property?
We haven't planted any.
So they're just there?
They're just growing there. So we're just slowly discovering them. And we've now had the block for 9 years. And I remember the first day we visited, we found 11 different types of orchid flowering, which was more than I'd seen flowering in one place ever. And just thought, we have to have this block. We have to. And it's taken us the next 8 or 9 years to slowly build our list by, you know, persistent searching around the block at all times of year. I hadn't realised before that orchids flower all through the year. I'd always thought they were a spring flowering plant. But there's some that are just about to start flowering any minute at our place, little Parsons bands and tiny green hoods and midge orchids. So,
incredible.
Yeah, that list just keeps growing, and we keep sort of getting new friends in the orchid world that want to come out and photograph them, and they're helping us identify new species too and show us that some things that I'd thought were a particular sun orchid are actually a different sun orchid.
You mentioned that community of orchid lovers.
Yeah.
You were telling your story earlier of when you first saw it, the graceful spider orchid, and you just couldn't believe that something like this existed and then went on the trail, I guess, for orchids ever since. Is that something that's a common story for orchid enthusiasts?
Yes, it is. I hear that story again and again when I meet other field naturalists, and I did a talk the other night and so many people came up to me afterwards and said, oh, I had the same experience. I just pulled over on the roadside somewhere to have a break and looked out and I saw this plant. I've never seen anything like it. And so it does seem to be quite a common story. And they are really a remarkably captivating species.